What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 27th of April. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic weekend. Did you get up to much? Not really. Did you find a new cupboard to explore, at least, or a different part of the house that you've not been in? Or you stood in a different position, looking out the window from a different angle and saw a different neighbour that you've never seen before, running around his garden, doing a marathon in his garden or on his balcony? Or maybe he's doing like a charity wank out of his window or something like that. Raising money at least for some good cause, or is basically maybe there's somebody doing that, running around the garden, and that's a curtain twitcher who's doing the wanking behind the curtain. Come on, Wayne, that's not a way to start off the podcast, is it? These people do exist. Don't get me. I live in a fucking in a house where, opposite my window, there's about 50 other windows. So there's 50 other people, potentially, all watching me. So I've got to be careful what I do when I walk past my window. Half the time, you know, it's totally innocent, but you never know. That one time, they might take something the wrong way. I might be exercising. I might be doing some kind of exercise video off the TV. They might take it as being something completely different. It might be yoga, a downward dog. They might see it as a sexual act, a one-man sexual fucking activity going on. But I know you're meant to wear clothes doing it, but I've got into this naturist thing that I keep talking about on these podcasts. I'm trying to work out what the deal is with the naturist thing. Some people do meet up at them naturist sites and start exercising and shit. You can't exercise too well. You can't really do too much aerobic stuff as a man. And as a woman, I'm going to explain the man first. Jumping around as a man, doing exercise, doing fucking knees ups and, you know, tuck jumps and all that kind of stuff, burpees and that. You're smashing things around that shouldn't be fucking, you know, that should be held tight in place. You shouldn't be like swinging things back and forth and left and right and getting them into awkward positions. You end up fucking with a rupture. Same with women with big boobs. Boobs, we like to call them. That's the 1970s version of tits. Boobs. Oh, boobs. Yeah, but so them swinging them around, banging them back and forth, and that, you know, they can do all the aerobics you want, but you won't fucking, you'll have some soreness afterwards where you didn't really expect to have it. But that's what the nature is. And I saw a thing the other day which I can't unsee. Somebody passed around on Facebook. He said, you think you've got it bad? At least you haven't had to have your bollocks cut out of a chair by the fire crew. And there was a picture of a fire, literally fire service. A guy had sat on a chair, you know, like these plastic chairs that you get in cafes. I don't know how he's done it. He must have had the fucking shortest. Maybe it was at one of these naturist sites. Here we go. Because the guy didn't have any clothes on unless they cut him off. But how his nuts ended up, if he had clothes on, stuck between the rib, you know, they got lines, like gaps between the plastic. It's like a design of the chair. And there's like sort of lines that go run through, but they're very minor. But he's managed to get his nuts squeezed through him. He must have sat down hard on them and they've popped through. And he couldn't pull them back out. So they had to call the fire service. And he's like, fucking, they had to lie him on his side. And they got the grinder out and all that kind of shit to cut him free. Fucking hell, how embarrassing. And that must have been at a naturist site. So there you go, it's a dangerous activity. Anyway, this is no way to start off the podcast, is it? It's meant to be about the news. Well, that is news. That is news. That is like that did happen. So it's kind of news, but I haven't got a lot of news to tell you because I've not been to the shops because I've been self isolating. So I'm free tomorrow. I'm a free man. I tell you what, I'm fucking getting institutionalised. I don't even want to go out. I'm all for this staying indoors forever, on my own, looking out the window at my crazy neighbours, looking at me going, he's the crazy fucker. Doing back bends in the naked back bends. I'm not really. But anyway, I've not got a lot of news, but I've got what I've pulled off the internet. Bollocks. I've done that one. Kim Jong-un, speaking of bollocks, or speaking of crazy bollocks, Kim Jong-un has gone missing. Nobody knows where he is. We don't know whether we've got a missing person, a dead person. We know we've got a crazy person, but we don't know to the extent of his... they're saying that he might be ill. He just plays the games, doesn't he? He plays games, doesn't he? he likes to play hide and seek. He likes to trip people out and throw your curveballs and whatever. There's all sorts of crazy rumours coming out. One was that he got injured by missiles when they did a test. Another one was that he died during an operation for some particular standard operation that he was going to have. And there was others, but I don't know what the other ones. Probably could have been assassinated by somebody. They're all for that, aren't they? But he pops people off left, right and centre, apparently. If you believe what the news half the time tells you, you know, that his top, you know, half the time his top military aide or whatever has been carted off for lying or something and tortured and killed. That's what they say half the time, don't they? So maybe someone's just going to pop in one day. Could have happened. They reckon his sister's next in line, but they're not going to let that happen because they don't want a woman to be ruling. So she'll end up getting popped or fucking told to step aside or assassinated, won't it? When you get up to there, it's still like the old kings and queens and stuff, isn't it? What happens in these countries that doesn't necessarily happen in too many Western countries now, but it's from the olden days in our countries, you know, like when they used the kings and queens of England, they were always fucking chopping each other's heads off. And like, there was always like skullduggery and like, and the Romans and that, they were all like setting out to dethrone you and, you know, and if you get found out, you would end up being put in the tower or hung, drawn and quartered or tortured and all that. It was fucking, weren't even worth the fucking risk. It weren't even worth being a king, Garth, and were dead by the time they were in their 30s and whatnot. And I remember King, what's his name? King Henry VIII. He had to hide away when the plague was around. He had to hide away, self-isolate for a while. And so, because the plague was just taking people out and he didn't want anybody near him. I bet somebody fucking thought that was a good time to get rid of him because he weren't there. I tell you what, he didn't believe in divorce courts. He believed in marriage. He didn't believe in divorce courts. He just fucking chopped their heads off. Eight wives. And some of them lost their heads. I mean, we can all be pissed off with our partners, but that's under self. I wonder if that was under self-isolation, because people are losing their. People are getting the relationships are ending during this period. Some are. It's a test, isn't it? Mad, isn't it? Because you're together. You've made this. Oh, we're in love, and we're going to be together forever, and all that. All of a sudden, a few weeks in the house together on your own. And you're fucking at each other's throats and you can't stand each other and he's fucking kicking off and, you know, it ain't going to work. We ain't going to get see past these 6 weeks. So just goes to show how you need to fuck. You can't be with somebody 24/7 and fucking drive you mad. Or we start seeing that, what's it called, that thing that they've managed to hide so well, that like personal trait or, you know, like a habit or something that they've got that you didn't know. And now that all of a sudden you've started to see it and it's winding you up. Who am I? I'm not the relationship expert. I'm just saying. You're looking at each other now going, yeah, fucking right, you are doing me nothing. Anyway, so he's gone AWOL. So he'd probably come back though. I can't see. Half the time I just think it's bullshit, a lot of them stories. But he's been gone for a while. Maybe he's just gone on holiday. They've seen his train moving around. But nobody knows. Donald Trump's also gone AWOL. He's gone AWOL off the telly. He's not doing any press conferences, but he didn't. He said he's got pissed off with people taking the piss out of his press conferences. or the reporters keep asking him questions to catch him out, and he doesn't like it. It must be tough because you've just literally, they are there to press the fuck out of you and make sure you're on the top of your game or know what the hell's going on. And he don't half the time. He wings it. Pretty much like me, yeah, but like, you know, I'm doing it for comedic effect. He's coming out for comedic effect when it's meant to be fucking serious and dealing with a serious situation. So they keep catching him out. You know, he tries to do, just do things off the top of his head and like try and help the situation, but it doesn't. And they just fucking demonise him for it. Same as anybody, they do the same to Boris Johnson, but they're there to be held accountable. And there's fucking a lot of, you know, a lot of deaths and a lot of people who are relying on it. So, you know, they need a Batman. They don't need a fucking Pratman. They don't need somebody who's like fucking things up. And But, you know, I think parts of America are starting to open. They're talking about certain areas where there's not much going on. So some hairdressers and stuff like that, people are going, yeah, get my hair cut, man. I can't wait. I've been walking around with a fucking bag on my head for the past week or two. It's getting too much. I've let myself go in this self-isolation, even though I, you know, even my fingernails, I've let my fingernails grow long. Fucking nearly took my eye out with my fingernail earlier on when I went to scratch it. It was longer than I thought. And I don't even need to do that. I've just not got round. I thought I'd take it seriously, the self-isolation, and really kind of like be like a solitary confinement. Anyway, I was going to say, yeah, so somebody made a massive Trump face out of horse shit as well. It's a big pile of horse shit in a field, and they've kind of crafted it into it, and it looks just like Donald Trump. So there you go. Artists, clever, street art at its finest. So we won't like that. And that's another thing, you're just constantly ridiculed, left, right and centre from everywhere. But you have to be a narcissist in that fucking kind of job, which he is the number one. I don't think there's anybody fucking who could knock him. Is it like world champion, gold medal? But you got to have, because whether you do good or you do bad, there's at least 50% or who want to slag you off anyway, even if you are doing good, because the Democrats or whatever, they want to fuck you up, don't they? So they're just, everybody's looking for, you know, dirt on you and shit like that. So it's a job, I would never fucking want that, I tell you. I would never want to be famous. Forget that. McDonald's is open in Switzerland because there's a queue around the block. Satellite image can see the fucking queue of cars from the McDonald's front door all the way to probably Austria and beyond. That's how much people are fucking craving McDonald's, man. It's like, they're in your head. They're in there. They're fucking running the show. They got like Ronald McDonald's in your head, pulling your strings like a fucking puppet master. Come to daddy, 99p burgers, the Big Mac. We're doing a double Big Mac. Remember they did that, a double Big Mac or something like that. The Big Mac you can hardly fucking get in your mouth, and they did a double one. That's just like a fucking enough to dislocate your jaw. The only one who could eat that is Scrappy off Scooby Doo. So yeah, so that one's open, McDonald's. Dave, I don't know why they don't just fucking deliver anyway. I mean, I don't want to give them any of my fucking superb business advice, but they could have just delivered it through delivery. People would be ordering it left, right and centre anyway, but no. What's it called? Somebody put a face mask on the CERN Abbott giant. Anybody else around the world wonder what the fuck that is, but there's a massive big giant carved into a hill in North Yorkshire, I think it is, in England, and it's like a massive big caveman with a big club in his hand and a big penis, and it's a huge penis. And on the hill, there was a picture a while ago of people cleaning the thing, because it's white, made out of white chalk. It's been there years. I think it's like ancient, you know. But people were cleaning it, and there was somebody like cleaning it with like a lawnmower type thing or whatever, and they were walking up along the penis. And somebody else on the other side of penis coming down it, and like, they're only little dots. That's how big this penis was. Penis. And they were like cleaning it, and they were having to walk all the way around the tip of it and stuff like that. That's quite funny. But somebody's put a face mask on it anyway. Somebody snuck up in the middle of the night and chalked the face mask into it. So, sign of the times. Philip Schofield has been forced to deny that he farted on live TV. On this morning after his yoga stint. So he was doing yoga and somebody made a fart noise and he's had to deny that it was him. So that's more entertaining than is, or more, what's the word? Yeah, more entertaining or more fucking genuine, should I say, than when he came out as gay on the TV. Because he's at, you know, this is like, he might well have been him. He might still be lying. He might have like come out and gone, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. There was four people doing yoga. You can't say it was me. Just me. It could have been any one of the four of us. But anyway, he came out as gay on the TV a little while ago, didn't he? But there was more to that. I think he had to come out as gay. There's no way he just fucking did that off the top of his head in the middle of a 28-year marriage. And he's just going, right, I'm going to have to fucking say, I've decided to tell you I'm gay. No, because there was about 20 other people on my back threatening me to tell you that I was, they were going to tell you that I was gay. Probably the newspapers though, so but there might have been a story. Anyway, did the newspapers come out and go, right, Philip, we're going to have to tell you that, tell everybody that you farted on live TV unless you come out and admit it or deny it yourself. So, yeah, that's the life and times of Philip Schofield. Doesn't get any more interesting than that. A porn star has set up a GoFundMe page after a dog was hit by a car. I can't fucking stand them GoFundMe pages. I could, not for shit like that. My dog was hit by a car. There was somebody else earlier on, a comedian who was fucking, who's a millionaire. Comes from a millionaire family, but she's setting up GoFundMe pages to support her during the crisis because there's no wages. I'm a fucking so-called comedian. I've never heard a fucking brass farthing from fucking comedy. I'm not begging for money. Because you can go and do something else. You're a comedian, you can go and do something else. You're a porn star, go and fucking, you're a porn star, you're fucking all the rage at the moment. You're well in demand. Just fucking set up a like webcam, pay as you go. You get way more than what you get on a GoFundMe page. I might fucking do that myself. Comedy porn star. Comedy for whatever you might get to fucking see on there. My sexual activity. I was going to say, yeah, so she set up because her dog was hit by a car, so she wants to raise the money for fuck knows what. I didn't read it, but for a funeral for the dog, I don't know what. But still, or just to buy herself some things to cheer herself up, who knows. But the last thing somebody needs, porn stars are like, you know, they've got various ways of making money. Or she just go and get another job. But the GoFundMe pages anyway, if it's genuine and people are skint and somebody's dying and all that kind of stuff, then yeah, but there's people do it for all sorts of fucking crazy shit. Like, oh, I really want to travel the world. That guy did it, I really wanted to travel the world. He was on Eggheads, one of the contestants. He'd had some illness or whatever. That was it, no, he raised money because he'd had an illness and he raised some money because he was like, you know, hard up and all that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, there was like pictures of him in Australia, fucking swimming in the Great Barrier Reef and doing all this other crap that, like, all off the money, off the GoFundMe page. So it all stinks. You could do some like charity stuff, like the Captain Tom, whatever his name was, who's just raised all the money for the NHS. Or lots of people now for the marathon. The marathon's not on, so all them people who would normally raise money for the marathon who are coming up with different ingenious ideas of what to do around the house to. So people can raise money for them. Excuse me. That's these. So there could be loads of ways. Raise money that way for your dog. But don't give it to the dog because the dog's dead. Give it to fucking charity. Here's another one. I've got a job for a job for her right now. Review sex toys. £26,000 a year. Reviewing sex toys. I've just saw it advertised. That's a job. Genuine. I wasn't looking through the job pages and looking for and pull it out because I fancy doing it. But you can test and use all the sex toys and give you reviews. What? How can you going to vary them? You know, £26,000 a year. You're going to have to get through some sex toys over a year, aren't you? And like, how are you going to vary your reviews? You're just going to have one stamp for all, ain't it? You'd be yeah. That made me orgasm. Yeah, that one made me come. Yeah, that one made me orgasm. Yeah, that one made me come. Yeah, that one tickled me. That one was good. That one I lasted 5 minutes. That one I did 30 seconds. You know, there's only so many variations of a review that you can give. That one really hurts. You need to change the shape. From a fist, take one finger off. That one's got 6 fingers. It should only have 5 on the fist. Or the 6th one was like for the other for a different place. Is that what it was for? Anyway, so yeah, so there's a job. It's fucking crazy jobs out there. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, but I've got one more thing to say. Lockdown has got all the more better for me. Some of you Canadians out there, why have you not mentioned this to me before? Trailer Park Boys, that's my new favourite go-to way of passing the time. I saw the 2 films and they're fucking brilliant. The Trailer Park the movie and the other one about go fetch my Trailer Park Boys Countdown to Drink Day. Absolutely brilliant. The fucking, that guy, the main guy, Ricky, is a fucking my kindred spirit. I've grown up around that guy all my life in various characters. And he just reminds me of so many fucking people. But he's hilarious. And that guy with the drink, who carries the drinks around with him. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you'll have to check it out, Trailer Park Boys. But it's fucking brilliant. And it's a mockumentary. And if you like that sort of thing, you Canadians, there's one over here called People Just Do Nothing. Just as good, and it's just as funny. Check it out. It's about a guy who a load of wannabe rap stars. And it's just fucking... Mockumentaries are one of my favourite things. Anyway, I like any kind of camera following people around, whether it's horror films or the comedies, but that one's brilliant. So I'm going to be watching one of them again tonight. So anyway, take it easy. Hopefully I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.